said, in the presence of Christ the King. The camera they made new faces at things, go to the church, celebrating on this dance, 1926. After being instituted by Pope Pius XI. Pope Pius told the 20th century world to the world. Men must look for the peace of Christ in the kingdom of Christ. But of course, how cross ancient itself is as old as time. How work is gained, not by information of sorts or political hatred, rather is gained by virtue of being our faithful. My kingdom, Jesus tells us, is not of this world. Yet in saying this, Pontius Pilate, he is not denying his own authority over men and man-made institutions. If anything, he is indicating that his kingdom is not so small or restrictive as to be bound by worldly limits. His kingdom extends not only to the earth, moon, and stars, but to the very firmaments of the eternal kingdom of heaven as well. All power has been given to me, both in heaven and on earth. All power in it. But it's instructive to examine the way in which our world exercises that power over those subjects to him. Our world did not come to earth to establish an army or a police system or a political party, not even to preach the theory of Jesus. He came to establish his kingdom in a far different way. He came to rule in men's hearts and minds, so as to lead them to happiness in an eternal kingdom. Two words will suffice to explain how Jesus exercised his eternal kingdom on earth. In everything, his role was, his word, his role is directed to the eternal person. It's not directed toward the transient materiality of the world. Certainly, our world practices his kingship as a legislator of lawgiver. And like any good lawyer, lawgiver, his laws are just and just serve to benefit those who obey them. Thou shalt not have any false gods. Or kill, or commit adultery, or steal, or lie. All of his laws reflect the reality of their nature. By making them, we are doing what is naturally best for us. Jesus manifests his kingship and executive day by day and moment by moment, carrying out his administration of all things. And ultimately, he is judge, weighing all things with the combination of his infinite mercy and resource. Mercy without justice is nothing, and justice without mercy is impossible for us. His kingdom is not of this world, but at least in parts, it is in this world. By our very nature, we are subject to him. We exist because he created us and because he keeps us in existence. What is truly good for us is precisely what is required of us in the world. He established no political process, but all the feelings of authority come from him. Whether it be the authority of a king or a president, whether it be the authority of the church, even the authority in a family, comes naturally from Christ. Our King. It is then an important concept which we call to mind in today's text. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Redeemer and King. It's important that we understand this character. The Apostle who expected Jesus to beat down the Romans and establish an earthly kingdom was disappointed. And because he was disappointed, he betrayed his master and he hanged himself. It was this Judas who was concerned that some augment offered by Mary Magdalene could be sold for a great price and given to the poor. Not that he was concerned with the poor, but that he wanted to happen to treasury, probably to steal it. Judas was concerned all the time. He struggled with governments and economic systems and armies and politics. He was disappointed by Jesus. And he betrayed the fact Jesus himself told him it would be important. It would have been better for him if he did not grow. Judas expected in the wrong way. He was too focused on earthly realities. And in that time, social media did not exist. Christ is king, more correctly, and in a more general and compassionate way. He is our legitimate lawgiver, executive, and judge. He is a king of kingdom which is in his world, but is not of his world. The kingdom of which we are most properly citizens is not bound by the shores of any river or ocean. It's not bound by political protein, nor economic program. It's not bound by a few hundred or even a thousand years of history. The kingdom of which we are properly citizens is the eternal and boundless kingdom of God, which only begins in this world, but finds fulfillment in the next. Now, dear friends, the question is, do we recognize the King? Pilate asked Jesus if he was a king. Maybe we need to ask, is Jesus my king, or are there others? It's worth asking ourselves, or what Rose, my knife, my family knife, who are not those power of their heartache and choices. Jesus, the King, calls us to number two, to renewal, to simplicity, to faith, to forgiveness. If our lives, individual, family lives, are crowded with other kings, let us return to the only one who matters. Let us join his kingdom and accept his role so that his ideas, his aspirations, his commands shape our reality. What we think, what we do, what we feel, and what we are. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.